Good morning, Daphne. And how are you today?
We're doing great.
So what's on your mind here as the worm turns?
Basically last week we were talking about our greenhouses and what was going on in the greenhouses. And we're over at the Zephyros Farm and Garden. And the greenhouse is still pumping along. We're about to put our tomato starts for sale into gallon pots now, and we've been planting our cut flowers into the high tunnels and been doing more work outside since the weather's been so nice, and we can actually see the perennials popping their heads through and taking count of who we're going to take cuttings of and what we want to propagate for sales in the spring.
How big are your tomatoes now?
Well, we have them 48, and we're just about to push them up into one-gallon pots for sales in May, so they're going to be nice and big for those folks who want to head start on that tomato season.
So they're not going to be available till May?
We're going to have other starts as well, but these are for our larger potted sales, but we have another succession of tomatoes going that will be put into 32s, but yeah. We'll have some early, I bet you some tomatoes will be more available around the end of April. I mean, they'll start to get some good size on by that time, depending on
the tall.
Oh, well, you know, putting them into a green past, you know, the Mother's Day is generally, and we're going to get overly root bound or overly length, so there's a hard time adjusting. So either in spring or, you know, we system. So ideally, when it's warm and they just dried is kind of how we think about it.
Is there a technique you use to keep them so they don't get too tall and spindly?
Well, it's about the timing, really, and when for us in the greenhouse, you know, we try to do successions of planting so that those folks who are ready or may have a high tunnel or have, you know, a little, you know, covered hoop house, cold frame out in the gardens can, you know, get an early jump on things if they want to. But we also do successions so that we have a series of sale plants that kind of, you know, people can buy them before they're too tall, or we'll end up bumping them up, is what we call it, into gallon pots so that they can maintain more soil and then have that little extra lead time for growth without getting root bound.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else have you got going on out there at Zephyros?
Oh, goodness. Well, we have a bunch of greens going on in our greenhouses. We have hoop houses. We have basically our propagation house, which is heated, and then we have our high tunnels, which are unheated, and then we have some quonset, sort of more, not as large out in the field, houses with some raised beds where we have greens going and veg and things like that happening. So, yeah, we've been eating fresh greens. It's been delicious, and we're just also really focusing on planting the garden. We've got some fun children's gardens planned out here for this next season to have camps and hold events. So, yeah, it was a lot of planning, a lot of dreaming, and a lot of work.
So are you doing anything now to prepare your beds?
No, right now, in terms of out in the field, it's pretty wet out there. So we aren't, you know, right now, yeah, it's got to dry out before you get any sort of cultivation or tillage out onto the field. Just especially here, if you jump on your soil too early, for, you know, small gardeners and commercial gardeners alike, you can really mess with your soil structure. So you want to really make sure that it's the right moisture to get tillage out there. So bed prep, it's more about cleaning it up, cutting things back. For more of the perennial beds is where we're working. So we focus more of the time in the perennial beds versus the, you know, the production annual beds.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you in the midst of pruning now?
Yeah, you know, we are. We have we're definitely doing a little more greenhouse work. Definitely pruning is on the list. But like I said, it's we're taking stock of what needs to get done, and that's definitely high on the list. So we have some gooseberries and currants, and we have our small little orchard. It's definitely our home production. So for us, it's when we get it done. So it's definitely high on the list. Hopefully it's going to happen this week, barring this weather. It's going to clear up, and we have a little breather from the greenhouse. We're almost caught up, but that doesn't always last for long.
And you said you were pruning back your berries. Is that right?
Yeah, we have some currants and gooseberries, elderberries that we have out in the field. And so they're just at the first year where we're really looking to cut back some of the older growth and invigorate them. So.
And when people are looking at pruning their berries, should they be shy about it, or should they just cut them way back?
And no, they definitely need to, it really depends on the type of berry and, what their specifications are. So there's primacane, so there's, all different types of berries, and, each berry is definitely specific. So definitely with currants and gooseberries, you do not want to be whacking them back to the ground. You need to see the structure, and also you need to be aware of their age and whether they need to be invigorated or need to open up more space. And but definitely with other berries like raspberries and blackberries, it really depends on the type of berries that you're growing. So that's for each, know your berries before you just go whacking at them, for sure.
All right.
Yeah. And otherwise, we're definitely just planning, and, we'll probably get out there and start doing some divisions and some root cuttings of perennials, as the soil warms up here more and more. So those are things that gardeners can be doing, just looking at their own plants and seeing what the new growth is, who's alive, who's coming back, and, keeping care of them. I mean, definitely, we're just at the beginning of all of that, so depending on where you are here in the valley.
Well, I know with the weather we've had in the last week or two that people are really starting to get anxious about getting out there and putting their hands in the dirt.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely, cleaning up beds, mulching, getting that jump start, because, before, sooner or later, you're going to have tons of work that's piling on, and that kind of gets set to the wayside. So take advantage of the good weather. Start finding your plants. Start cleaning them up, mulching them, and letting them, giving them some love, for sure.
All right, Daphne from Zephyros Farm. What's your phone number out there?
We are at 527-3636.
All right. Well, we'd like to thank you for participating today in As the Worm Turns.
All right. Thank you. We'll see ya.
Good luck to you.
All right. Bye.
Anything you want to contribute, feel free to call KVNF 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. This is KVNF 90.9, Paonia, KVMT 89.1 in Montrose, and on the web at kvnf.org.